So please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
All right, has anybody ever seen this film? It's called Black Sunday. No, nobody? Oh, okay. I'll pass the picture around. All right, very briefly, it's about a group of terrorists. And they call themselves the Black September Gang. And they want to make a statement, you know, like all the terrorists do. So they come up with a plan. They're going to wipe out all 80,000 people at the Super Bowl game in the Orange Bowl in Miami. Mm-hmm. They're going to use the blimp to do this. And they've come up with a device that they can attach underneath the blimp that contains 80,000 little poison-tipped darts. And they almost make it to the stadium, but at the last minute, a helicopter catches up to it, latches onto it with a cable, and drags it out to sea where it blows up. Now, this is a fictional story. It's not, it never actually happened. It's from a best-selling novel that the filmmakers picked up and decided to make it into a movie. But there's something interesting about this film. It's actually 25 years ahead of its time. It came out in 1976, and 25 years later, on September 11th, 2001, real terrorists, another group of terrorists, real live terrorists, destroyed the Twin Towers in New York and also part of the Pentagon in Washington. So, what's the film? The film was actually a foreshadowing of later events. But is this actually history repeating itself? I mean, on the one hand, we've got a fictional story, and on the other hand, we've got an actual event. So I'll leave it up to you to figure that out. Only thing is that it was an omen, you know? And 25 years later, you know, the real thing happened. It was an omen, and all we can do is hope that it never happens again. Okay, end of page one. We move on now to page two. Okay, we got to turn back to the hands of time. About 70 years or so, to July 28th, 1945, when another airplane was flying over New York City. It was a military airplane, an Army medium bomber, a B-25 Mitchell. It was on its way from its base in Massachusetts down to Newark Airport, just to the southwest of New York City. Now, the area, including the city, was obscured that day by clouds. And the pilot was wound up a little off course. It should have been flying 5 miles to the west of the city, but instead, his path took him directly over New York City, over the length of Manhattan. And he's flying along. He's in the clouds. He's descending to 650 feet. And guess what happens? Anybody know? No? He flies into a building. It's the Empire State Building, 83rd floor. There's an explosion and a fire. 15 people were killed. And so was this a case of history repeating itself again? I mean, this happened in 1945, and then many years later, we had another similar incident, you know, that happened in 2001. The only similarity is that these two events, actual events, happened in the same city, but everything else was different. You know, the airplanes were different, and the buildings were different. One was the Empire State Building, the other was the Twin Towers. So there's a little similarity, but not other than that, a number of dissimilarities. So is this an example of history repeating itself? Well, maybe so, maybe no. I'll let you decide. All right. Now, the reason I happen to know about this a bit of history is because July 28th just happens to be my birthday. And on July 28th, 1945, I was 7 years old. So that's the end of page two. We move on to page three now. Okay, page three. When I was in my early 30s, this was around 1970, I started taking flying lessons. And I got my private pilot's license and flew around off and on for the next 6 or 7 years until I came up to San Luis Obispo. Okay, over that period of time, I managed to almost kill myself about four times. These were close calls. And after the third or fourth time, I more or less figured I wasn't actually a very good pilot. Yeah. I managed to figure that out. And I was, as a low-time pilot, I was I think I had accumulated about 200 hours by that time. I was an accident looking for a place to happen. So when I came up to San Luis Obispo, I decided to stop flying. Okay, now, what I've just told you is all true. And now we're going to stray from the truth a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay, suppose instead of, ending my flying career, I would have kept on flying. And suppose one fine day I would have decided to make a cross-country trip, flight, from San Luis Obispo to New York City. And I'd never done anything like this before, and this was going to be the big adventure. So I make it all the way to New York City, without any serious mishaps. And just like it was, the date was July 28th. This is in my dream, July 28th, and again, like in 1945, the area and the New York City was obscured by clouds. So I'm heading for Teterboro Airport, which is about 4 or 5 miles west of New York City, and on the New Jersey side. And I'm descending, and now I'm in the clouds, and I'm about 4 or 5 miles off course. Instead of being west of the city, I was directly over the city, like the other plane in 1945. So I'm flying down the length of Manhattan Island, where all the tall buildings are. And guess what happens? I hit the Empire State Building, 83rd floor. And that ended my flying career. I made history. I was known as Bad Henry after that. Bad Henry learned about flying from that, But that never happened, thank you. That never happened. That was just that's all make believe. But it could have happened. It might have happened if I would have continued my flying career and made this trip to New York City. And, I could have crashed, and we wouldn't be having this wonderful conversation that we're having today. To sum it up, I'm still here, We're still telling each other outrageous stories, about our lives and having a grand time. And that's my story. The end.